Cosmic Tarot Key Number 15, The Devil. This awareness indicates that in considering this 15th card, the Devil, that you look deeply at that which is called evil. In relation to the previous card, Temperance, that of moving into greater and greater tempering action, there appears to be that which moves into positive or negative states of tempering, and this leads to the crystallization of positives or negatives. Those who have moved into what is termed negative, and crystallized into those positions have been called evil. Lucifer is light of a negative nature that is termed evil. This is vanity, this is pride, and this is egotism. The same light moving toward a positive nature is that which has been termed the Christ. This awareness indicates that these are the same coin looked at from different sides. The devil is the other side of the coin from that which is called good, the God. This awareness indicates that the so-called good, the God, has been termed light, for light brings wisdom, brings sight, and brings clarity. That which is termed evil is related to darkness, evening, and the negative, for this brings deception, the hidden, and the unknown. This is not in relation to the light as understood by the sense of sight, this is the light of consciousness. The sense of sight is what leads to the false notion that what is seen is the reality, and only that which is seen. This brings about the dependency on appearances, and when the consciousness depends on the senses, when consciousness fails to see beyond the senses, when consciousness is limited to the five-pointed star of the five basic senses, then consciousness is locked and caught in the world of materialism, in the world of pollution, in the world of darkness and ignorance. This awareness indicates that the devil is symbolic of this type of ignorance. The devil is any concept that restricts and binds and chains consciousness into an identification from which it cannot become free. In general, the devil is that which is of darkness, of evil, de-evil. This awareness indicates that from the level of this awareness, there is no devil, there is no evil, that this evil, this devil, can only exist as a concept, can only exist as a polarity, the opposite of good. These two are the crutch of mind. Mind cannot exist without pleasure and pain, without good and evil, without choice of acceptance or rejection. The mind itself is that which structures and molds the world of relativity, the three-dimensional world, the world of the time/space continuum. Mind creates these through rejection, through judgment, through condemnation, through acceptance, and through the energizing process and the extermination process. Sending one concept into oblivion in order to create another is a product of mind, and in this action, form is created. This awareness indicates that this duality is what creates a view from each side. Each side in looking at the other sees the devil, and each side feels that it is the God, the good, the proper and the right. In this respect, every God is a devil, depending on its level. The God of one level becomes the devil when viewed from another level. Down through history, the gods of one age have become the devils of another, the gods of one culture have become the devils of the next. Set of the Egyptians is symbolic of Saturn, the planet, symbolizing one-dimensional focusing of consciousness, and this as the Hebrews Satan. Lucifer, once viewed as a Christ, is now scorned as the devil. Each of these is but a name given to the type of consciousness that focuses and identifies itself with some point of significance. There is within each of you, within each entity, within each particle of this universe, a type of consciousness that focuses and identifies itself with something. This identification with that point of significance is the devil, is the evil, believing that there cannot be anything other. There is within each of you and within each particle of the universe, a light that identifies itself with the totality, not with any point in particular, not with any point of significance, but with the totality. This identification with the totality is what is termed the good, the God. This awareness indicates that this is the cosmic consciousness, cosmic awareness level. When viewed from this level, the point of significance, the point of power, the point that entities wish to prove themselves and achieve a great height of glory, is that which is of the devil. This point of significance and glory and pride and accomplishment and power, is what separates entities from the rest of the universe, from the rest of consciousness. This disintegration wherein entities are not integrated with their environment, creates for them a separateness that this awareness has spoken of, and this is what brings about materialism, the tower of the next card, the separateness that entities feel, the feeling of being alone and isolated, the feeling of being imprisoned, chained, and bonded to materialism, to their body, to their form, to their identity, to their concepts, to their beliefs, to their own patterns of speech and expression and personality. This awareness indicates that when viewed from the point of a universe looking in at the point in the center, that point seeking to be significant, this looking from the overall viewpoint does see this as the devil. When awareness moves into that point and looks out from the eyes of the devil at the universe, from the eyes of that point looking out from the eyes of that power and that glory, this awareness indicates that when this occurs, this devil then becomes the God, the Creator, the God that is all-powerful and all-glorious. These are but two aspects of awareness. This awareness has that level of consciousness that moves beyond polarities, away from polarities and into that state of non-polarized space. When this occurs, the God and the devil merge into a form of yin and yang and are seen merely as polarities, two sides of the same process, the day and the night as one process, neither being better or worse. The day and the night, the good and the evil, these cycles of yin and yang, of summer and winter, of pleasure and pain, of happiness and gloom, these cycles are those which do bring about identifications, that bring about individuality to the many parts. When these cycles are intensified, the universe and consciousness goes into great spasms, great chaos, and that which occurs is likened unto a holocaust. When these cycles are lessened, when the cycles of polarity are not taken to such extremes, the universe then moves into states of poise, balance, and harmony. This relates unto actions of consciousness that have been set into motion eons of time ago on your plane. This is but a brief time to those entities that are identified with planets and space and find their identities on this larger scale. Entities, who are playing with polarities on this larger scale of planets and suns, are those who are now lessening these extremes. The extremes of polarity that have reverberated down into the souls, into the cells, into the vibrations of light so that these polarities are not so intensified, this carries down into your plane with a lessening of the extremes of ignorance and concepts of right and wrong which have characterized this planet for so long. This awareness indicates that as these concepts of right and wrong lessen more and more, entities shall move into a greater levels of transpersonative and co-creative actions, wherein there is that merging and moving together so that they become likened unto entities playing with polarities in the way that a child would play upon a teeter-totter. Some children enjoy playing on the teeter-totter, while others must fight to be up all the time or down all the time. In some cases, playing with polarities of the teeter-totter is pleasant and amiable and harmonious and fun for all. In other cases, there are those who would like to use the teeter-totter as a weapon for power over others. This intensification of polarity has in its past served its purpose in bringing about individuality. This has been discussed in earlier readings. This awareness indicates that now the individuality as having been developed sufficiently to move on to group or social actions. Group action and more social problems and actions dealing with masses or larger numbers of people is what will characterize the age of Aquarius. Where in the past, entities have prided themselves on rugged individuality, now they shall move into times wherein entities live in harmony with one another in actions of a co-creative and co-responsive nature. This awareness indicates that co-responding, ponding together, is that which will characterize this new age. This awareness indicates that you agree with your adversary quickly, and that this need not be done in words, but in your own consciousness. When this can be done, not from the sense of sacrifice or obedience to this awareness, but from a deep looking at the total picture with total understanding, not at the surfaces, but with deep understanding of the frailties and needs of each individual, when this occurs and you can agree with your adversary, then there shall be less and less of that which is termed evil, less and less of that which can be called the devil. This awareness indicates that these terms are but terms used by the mind to create its own feelings of superior identity. This awareness indicates that those who hate the devil are the devil, those who love God are God, and those who would desire to destroy the devil also desire to destroy God. Look closely at these concepts of God and devil and you shall see that they are but concepts of what I believe is right, and what I identify with as good, and what I want others to think of me, as opposed to what I call wrong, and what I would like to destroy and what I would like others to help me destroy. These concepts of God and the devil are workings of identification and pride and vanity. Entities who think they know what is good and right are but playing a part of the game with those who are reflecting and playing the devil for them. From one entity's eyes, he is the God or is the representative of God, and the other is the devil or a representative of the devil, and from the eyes of the other entity, this is reversed. This is but a teeter-totter, a game which allows each entity to leap and be on top, shoving the other down, only to find himself or herself being shoved down in order to leap again. Those entities who identify with the up of the teeter-totter, thinking they are always up and always are fighting to be up, are those entities who are intensifying the rocking of polarity. Those entities who fear that they are down, who fear that they cannot be up on the teeter-totter, who are always stuck on the bottom, who always identify with the bottom, are but adding to this body of polarities, this rocking of the teeter-totter. These extremes are what create the world of matter, and nothing really matters until the mind says it does. Nothing is matter until the mind claims it is. When the mind claims something is matter, then this is a rule of the game, and as long as the game is played by that rule, matter will obey its laws. When you change the laws of physics, you change the laws of matter by changing the laws that insist that the mind can only function and behave in certain ways. When the mind is allowed to release itself from its own limitations, all else changes also. Concepts that are repeated and repeated become what it creates, that which the concept repeats. Wherein the concept wipes out the fixedness of itself, when this occurs, all mind can go blank. Wherein this occurs on many levels, then antimatter, non-polarized space, moves in and has its fantastic effect on consciousness. This changes everything. This changes all predictions that were based on materialized forms and concepts of prior time. Mind in its blank state is likened unto a hole into the form world, into which antimatter pours. When this antimatter pours in, it allows more entities to reach that level of blank mind, and from this level, more antimatter enters. This awareness indicates that this has been occurring since the beginning of Ralph Dubey's trancings in 1963. This has been occurring since the dropping of the atomic bomb in 1945 and before. This has been occurring since the discovery of the planet Pluto. This has been occurring down throughout all ages when anything new was discovered and the mind that discovered it became blank and open long enough to perceive what it is. This awareness indicates that this is rapidly moving now into that time wherein matter and anti-matter are coming into balance, wherein Satan and God do marry and shake bands and join one another. This merging of polarities of spirit and matter is what will allow the consciousness of man to begin to change and manipulate matter according to his own thought, his own perception and conception. This awareness indicates that the confines of matter, that illusion which has chained man through these long eons of time, is that which is the result of the devil, of the mind that identified with matter. Soon this devil, this mind that identified with matter, which thought that matter had substance, shall be chained as was predicted. This mind shall be chained for 1,000 years, chained to antimatter, wherein the view of the universe is reversed and entities see that all is mind, and matter is its creation.